Gripped Second Son is a crime fiction series. It deals with adult themes, including issues related to crime, violence, and gang culture. Listener discretion is advised.
A Listener production.
What are you going to do? Kill me? Then what do you think will happen to you? Huh? You didn't do it. You don't have the balls.
شكرا.
You didn't deserve to go out like that.
مالي.
شكرا عزيزي.
They will pay.
بابا. ولا كي سامان كي يمو منوش.
لا جميل. Let's talk business. The time for mourning is almost over.
Look, can we go somewhere more private, please? Right, look, I'll get cousin Maui.
Okay, son.
Hey, Maui. Yeah, come to the garden for a smoke with Baba.
Yeah, sure, cuz.
What's your plan? Someone needs to pay for your brother's murder, Jamil.
We need to be smart here, Baba. Now, I know everyone's blood's boiling, but let's not do anything reckless, okay? Because the cops, they're watching, they're waiting for us to move.
I just buried my son. I want my revenge.
Uncle Moose is right, cuz. We gotta avenge Harun's death now. He wouldn't have thought twice about doing it for you.
I want my revenge too. I do, okay? But a bloodbath, it's not smart. And we're not even sure who killed him yet. Okay, it was a clean job. Who are we going to go after, Maui?
Enough, Jamil. Find out who shot him. You're my only son now, so it falls on you.
Okay. And then what?
You need to step up and start running the street operation now, Jamil. Become the head of the Haq family. It's time to get your hands dirty.
Jamil, Mustafa, come back inside.
No, Mama, we're not done yet.
Khalas. Respect your mother. Apologize.
Mama, I'm sorry. Hey, I didn't mean to snap at you.
My firstborn son is dead. Someone must pay for that. Tufan?
Okay, Mama. Hey, I know. Listen, why don't you go in and you have some rest? You've been looking after everyone else for the last 3 days. Look after you. Baba, Maui, I respect you both. You know that. But I'm asking you to think this through a little bit longer. Okay, you know how this retaliation stuff goes.
Yeah, cuz. Harib. War.
Yeah, exactly. War. War on our streets, affecting our community, killing our family members. And for what? It never ends.
You think your brother's death is the end, Jamil? They'll come after your son next, and your Abiyad wife. Or maybe you'd prefer they get me first, so you can just run away from the family business now, huh? Shuhaida, your brother would be ashamed.
I'm not running away, Baba. You know I'm loyal. I've spilled blood for this family, and I've bled for this family, okay? But I don't want my wife and son to have to do the same.
You've bled? We've all bled. But what you do now when our name is at risk is what matters most. You must fight for your real family, Jamil. Your own blood.
Yeah, cuz. We need to move quick on this. Find out which crew it is and take them down.
The only crew it could be is those white Manukin bikies, the wolves. They probably got rid of Harun because he wouldn't let them put their ice, iltelej, on our streets.
It's not the wolves, Uncle Muz. It's those Iraqis for sure, the Farooqs. They've been after our area for years. Now, I don't think it's a coincidence that last week, the Farooqs' leader's son, Ali, got knocked. Clean shot from a drive-by. Next thing you know, Harun got knocked too.
But I don't know about that, Maui. In all the years we've had the beef with the Farooqs, it's been street fights, it's been targeting cars. Knocking our guys, it's not normally how they roll. A lot of people had beef with Harun. It could be anyone. And that's why we need to wait until we actually have some evidence before we move on them.
Evidence? This ain't court, cuz. This is the streets. You reckon cops always have evidence? Well, like, think of all the brothers who are now locked up on so-called evidence.
Muhammad's right, Jamil. The cops, they want to put all Arabs and Muslims in jail. You think they care about your brother being murdered? They'd prefer if we all just killed each other. Allah yil'anun.
That's my point. The streets, they talk. Let's just ask around, see what people have heard. I'm not putting more bullets in bodies, Moe. Okay, that was Harun's way. It's not mine. And like you said, Baba, this is my patch now. I'm doing this my way so we don't have to bury more of our own.
Jimmy, listen to me. You must avenge your brother's death.
Baba.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Loud and clear.
Police are still investigating a gangland shooting in which the oldest son of the notorious Haq crime family, Harun Haq, was found dead in his Burley home.
They should keep Ma'amul's name out of their mouth.
Salim, sweetheart, I know you're angry about your uncle, but please, let's keep it calm, okay? Your dad's had a hard few days.
Okay, Mum. There he is, up there on the left.
Hey, Jamil, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Amy. Mind if I drive? Clears my head.
Yeah, sure, baby. Hop in the back, Salim.
Baba, I was listening to that.
Where'd you disappear to, Salim? Oh, you should have been there to help your tater with the cleanup. Show some support to your family. Your Hummel just died earlier.
He just needed to take a breather. There was a lot of tension in that room, Jamil. Everyone is baying for blood. That's not the kind of talk I want our 16-year-old around.
Yeah, I wanted to stay, but Mom...
Yujito didn't like it, Salim. You gotta back your family in times like this, and you should have made him stay, Amy.
I wanted to leave too. Jesus, Jamil, it was so intense. Everyone was so angry and full of revenge talk, as if your brother was some kind of saint. I am warning you, Jamil. Don't get involved in this.
Don't start with this again. You know the family you married into, Amy, and this has always been the deal. Family over everything.
Well, what about our family? Our safety?
He was my brother, Amy. What would you do if your brother got murdered? Hmm? Look, my dad's breathing down my neck. He's shouting for blood for what they did to Harun. I'm trying to talk him out of it, but something has to be done. I don't get a choice.
Yeah. Huck's always stand and fight. We need to get revenge for Amma Harun.
There's no we, Salim. You are staying well out of it. Jamil, you do have a choice. I told you that bloody brother of yours would find a way to drag us into this mess. We need to get Salim out of here before this gets worse.
No, Mom, we're staying and getting the dogs who did this to Amma Harun, right, Papa?
Enough, Salim. Jamil, please. Promise me you won't get involved. It's time to get out.
Seriously? What's she doing here?
Hello, Hex.
Detective McPherson. I didn't see your car.
No, parked it around the corner as usual. Can I come in for a minute?
Please.
Salim, go upstairs.
I want to stay.
Now, please.
Go upstairs, Salim. Don't do this, Salim. Still hurt that, Salim.
Tea, detective?
I'm all right, Amy, thank you.
Maybe just get us some water, babe.
Mm-hmm. Jamil, I'm sorry about the loss of your brother. I'm sure it must be hard for you. But we don't want any more drive-bys, do we? Look, the Middle Eastern community are getting a bad enough rep because of what your crew are doing, and we're just worried that someone innocent might get hurt in the crossfire. It was a close call with the bullets hitting that daycare last week. You can't keep shooting at each other in the middle of town.
That wasn't us. Must have been some other Arabs.
Here you go.
Yeah, thanks, Amy.
I'll go check on Salim.
Thank you, babe. Look, detective, if we bow down now, the other crews are going to move in. They're going to flood our streets with ice. Is that what you want?
God, spare me the altruism act, Jamil. Come on.
Oh, you know, we're the better option, detective. We only deal the light stuff. We got better aim than the other crews. Oh, and that's right. We're the ones who got rid of the footage of your icehead son robbing the couple last year.
And you won't let me forget it, will you?
No, it wouldn't look great on you as part of the drug squad, would it, Diana? I mean, aren't you supposed to report any family crimes? Yeah, I mean, come to think of it, you might lose your job if I happen to help that video reappear.
Yeah, I know, okay? That's why I'm here. Keeping other cops off your tail for all the shit your crew are involved in. But there's only so much I can cover up, Jamil. Look, all I'm saying is, don't be like your hothead brother. Look where this tit-for-tat stuff got him. You're smarter than that. You're calmer.
Enough talking, detective. What do you have for me?
Nothing on your brother's killer yet. We did test the casings from the scene, but only Harun's bullets were left there. But I do have something on the Farooks. All right, we just confiscated a shipment of AKs from them. That's what they're playing with now. Fully automatic weapons, so please don't do anything stupid. Just give me time to get who did this. The right way, the legal way. What?
Well, since when has the legal way ever helped us, detective? Would you even be helping us right now if we didn't have something over you?
Oh, Jamil, come
on. I just buried my brother, Diana. My brother. I buried him. And many others before him. Don't tell me about justice or how to survive in this world, because I know what this world is about. The Hucks own these streets, and don't you forget that. You call me when you've got something to tell me, detective. Baba, Maui.
Sure, Kazi. Jamil. Da.
Do you know any other places, Maui? Why are we always at this place? Huh?
It's the safest place to talk business, Jamil.
Look, I was just saying to Uncle Moose that we should move into Pushingi. We could start by selling some of that ice we took from that biking shipment. There's way more money in it.
Himar, I said no. We don't deal in that filth. We don't take that shit into our community. We keep our stuff natural. Only that plant-based stuff, the party drugs. Talage is dirty. No one knows what these dogs put in it, and I won't be responsible for creating junkies.
Don't look at me, Maui. I'm with Baba. We've always had respect in the community. This meth shit, it turns kids on their families, people on their own kind, and brings the rats in.
Exactly. And that's why we've started to get our men to intercept it, to stop it hitting our streets. We're not doing that shit. No talage, Muhammad. Got it? Fimt?
Meshi, Uncle Muz. Meshi.
Good. Anyway, that is not why we are here. What's the update? What are the streets saying about the death of my son?
A few of the girls that train at the Iraqis gym are ears for us. They said that the Farooks were mouthing off about how they showed their balls by taking out Harun.
Okay, Muhammad. Jamil, kill one of their sons.
Look, I'm not so sure it's them, Baba. I spoke to the owner of the Shisha place in Clarkville. He reckons it could be the bikies. He said that guy Knox, the president of the Wolves, he's on a rampage at the moment. Ordering bashings on all the crew, screaming about rats in his ranks. What if Knox found out we've been intercepting his ice shipments? The latest haul was a big one. The Wolves could have knocked Haruna's payback.
No way. We kept that nice and quiet. No one knew about that.
Baba, you think our crew rip off 100 kilos of bikie ice and they don't show off about it to their boys? Our guys aren't that smart, especially when they got a bit of coke in them. What if one of them got cocky and they let it slip?
Nah, guys. If they knew that was us, they'd come for us already. And the last time I checked, those 100 keys were sitting safely in our shipping container.
Well, that's good. That's good. Maybe they don't know about the gear yet, but it's not like Harun was in the good books with the Wolves before he died. I mean, he was copying messages from the overseas guys wanting to push their gear on our turf, you remember? He'd always tell them, get fucked.
They must have hated that. Harun was hard as cuz. But then again, Knox is a psycho. Barely thinks straight now that he's cooked from all the ice. I say we go and knock him right now.
No, Maui. Don't move on anything until I say so. You hear me? I don't want us to hit the wrong crew. We don't need a war like that, not again.
What do you two boys know of war,
Only the dead see the end of it.
That Abiyad wife of yours is getting in your head, Jamil. Brainwashing you with her white ways. Doing nothing is not going to work in our world. The family is losing face. You need to act now, and if you can't do it, I will do it myself.
Well, that went well.
Whoa. Take it easy on the gas, Jamil.
Why? You got something hot in my car? You know I like to keep this one clean, Maui.
Nah, not tonight, cuz. You had a check for bugs lately, though?
Every week, like always.
Look, I reckon we go bash a few bikies, then a Farouk too, yeah? Equal opportunities, just the way you like it.
I'm not doing that, Moe.
Your dad said we have to act now, cuz. Let's do something.
I know what my dad said. My dad's getting old. Okay, he's losing touch. He's not listening. I'm not going to go kill some random person to send a message.
But Haroon would have...
Look, I know what Haroon would have done. He would have been trigger happy. Yeah? He made bad calls and he left messes for us to clean up. He always wanted what everyone else had. Nothing was ever enough for Haroon.
What you want is equal rights for all crews. A democracy.
No. I just want us to make decisions for the good of everyone. Not just to save face for some other crew. But sure, call it a democracy or whatever's going to make you happy, Moe.
Yeah, but see how well forcing democracy is working in the old country, cuz?
That's because it needs to come from the people, not from war. War does not solve anything for anyone.
Yeah, but when everyone's tried saying their piece and you get nowhere, you're only left with your actions, cuz.
Fuck.
Jamil, listen to me. When I was around 5 and we were broke in Beirut, your dad used to come visit. We fished every day for our food. And one day, your old man came along and I caught a fish. But just as I was pulling it in, a bigger kid came and snatched it right off my hook. And I just stood there, calling out to your dad for help. And he just watched. And then the kid ran away. Your dad came over and said, "You're never given power, Moe. You have to take it. Always strike before you are struck." And since then, cuz, that's what I did.
I used to think like that too, Moe. But then it... Ames! Hey, it won't be much longer. I'm just still out with Moe. You want me to pick up some food or something on the way home?
Did you organise some of the boys to come around as security, Jamil?
No. Why?
There's a black SUV. A BMW. It's been doing laps past the house the last 5 minutes. Did you send someone from your family to get me, Jamil?
What? No. Moe, did you send some of the boys to mine?
Nah. They're all at the shisha place tonight.
Ames, okay, it's none of our crew. Just stay in the house. I'm going to head to you right now.
Oh, Jamil, I'm worried. I think they're casing the house.
Check if they're bikies. Are they tatted up?
I can't see. I reckon they're arrows because of the car, but I'm not sure, though.
You reckon or you saw them?
I don't know. I think someone's coming. Jamil, I'm scared.
Your old man was right, Jamil. See? They're after you now.
Shut up, Moe. Just... Ames, check if the... Amy? Amy!
Mom! What the fuck was that?
Salim! Amy!
Get down, Salim!
Amy, what is going on? Talk to me! Amy!
Salim, get down! They're trying to kill me, Jamil!
What?
Us! They are trying to kill us! Jamil,
Gripped Second Son is a crime fiction podcast written and adapted by Mahmoud Fazal, based on the book The Second Son by Lorraine Peck. Thanks to our series consultants, Danny McCarty, Sarah Malik, and Paul Schrage. Gripped Second Son stars
Lincoln Yunus as Jamil Huck,
April Rose Pengilly as Amy Huck,
Alex Donner as Salim Huck,
Wasim Hawat as Moe Huck,
Whitey Donner as Mustafa Haq,
Zoe Karides as Detective Diana McPherson,
Hussein Olga as Haroon,
Isabel Nader as Badra,
Director and Senior Producer Tina Matalov, Drama Producer Steph Van Schilt, Production Assistant Holly Mitchell, Executive Producer and Head of Factual and Drama at Listener Original Podcasts is Jennifer Goggin. Sound design and Foley by Matt Nikolic. Audio production, mix and original music by Matt Nikolic. Original music by Vincent Asaf. Production and sound consultation, Matthew Dwyer. Story sourcing and development, Bob Campbell. Casting, Lee Pickford. Commissioning, John Kelly and Grant Tothill. Gripped Second Son is a co-production between Brighton Media and Listener, recorded in the Listener Audio Drama Studios at SCA Sydney. This podcast was recorded on Gadigal land. We pay our respects to elders past and present.